wake up. Finally decided to grace us, have you? Welcome back to the realm of consciousness. You were caught by me. Lloyd Forger. But you don't need to know that. Regardless of if you do and who you are, I have orders to contain you. And you have new orders too. I heard you're working with MI6 lately. Interesting. You're only tied up so I can confirm your identity. After which, you and I will be working together. This is an unconventional job, to say the least. Don't look at me that way. I'm just following orders. Isn't it the same with you? Here. Sorry about that. Procedures are there for extra safety. I had to confirm with your retinas that you are who you say you are. Fingerprints can be faked easily enough in this business. And we are spies. I may be a foreign affairs worker, but you... this is on your soil. So pardon me for insinuating this, but I'll be relying on you quite a bit. I don't expect you to understand everything, but I wanted to get it out of the way. Instead of faked identities and holding true to the ancient, archaic ways of spies, I figured it would be better to lay it all on the table today. We have to look like a couple, regardless of how you feel about me or the situation. There isn't anything more to it. Feelings will only get in the way, and yet, as I say that, I can see you. Well, at least we've got the genuine attraction carried away. Is that how you find me? Good. If I can make your heart race, it will be more convincing at the right times. I've said it once before, but I'm Lloyd Forger. And I, as I've said, I'm working with your foreign affairs department. A spy from outside. Shocked that you're so trusting with me. Is it because of a slight Stockholm syndrome? Given that I had you in my hands and could do anything with you, but instead followed protocol, therefore you think you can trust me? I wouldn't blame you if it was as simple as that, but you're a rookie at that point. Now, rookie, I have two things to say to you. Firstly, I'm sorry that this is such a touchy subject. Romance is not something I like to fake in the spy business, but I have to all the time. So we might as well get to know each other. This is a long-term effort. It might be 5 years. It might be 10 years before we make any headway. And that alone means we're going to have to look like a perfect family. As for what that means for you and I, it means blending in. I hate to say it, but I do feel bad. When I look into your eyes, I see you didn't plan on this. Perhaps you have a talent for something and got in over your head. I know plenty of colleagues just like you. And I know how hard that is. Then, to make it easier for you, I'll do my best to play the role. You just have to promise you'll keep professional when things go down. Our lives will be at risk every single day, and if anybody has even a slight inkling that we don't belong there, that's how fast we could be erased. This is a corruption case, meaning it's from within heavy, deep, and overall dangerous parts of the government. Have you heard of Black Ops? Well... you're going to. What we're dealing with is a similar case to that. A hidden government program that's controlled from the shadows. Something that is used to erase people, which is normally on our side, may quickly be used against us if the parties that shouldn't know about us get any sort of idea that we're suspicious. They're not going to take any chances. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is going to be our home. Right here, and pardon me with this. There's a lot to it. See here? This is rather important. And if you want to survive, I suggest you read up on the details. Or... you're talented with that, I see. Those eyes, do they usually get you what you want? Well, I'm afraid I might be just as susceptible myself. I'll explain it. We're going to be living in a mansion. Elm Street, UK. Downtown London. It's not going to be an easy case because we're living right next to the target. We have to get to know them inside and out without making it obvious that we're trying to. No direct spying. Nothing except for living as a family, you and I. We're newlyweds. I'm an investment banker and you are a real estate magnate. As for what that means, you don't need to care too much. But your backstory's in the documents. Hide them, burn them, do whatever you can after you're done. There's going to be a lot of cameras outside. A lot of cameras inside that we may or may not know about. That's why we have to burn all evidence. Memorize it, as I'm sure you know is protocol. Do you understand everything so far? Sorry, it's just... you look sad. I don't know your circumstances, but I'm your husband now, for better or worse. You can view it as an arranged marriage if it helps your mental any. You can view me as the devil and blame it all on me if you wish. Just don't make it outwardly obvious. I'll bear that cross. As for me, my goals, my intentions are to finish this job as efficiently as possible. But it's not just that. I have a heart. I can see this may be a first dive into the abyss for you. Playing pretend as your entire life isn't something everyone can do. So, at least within these four walls of this bedroom, please know that you're safe to say whatever you want. I won't betray you. Of course, trusting those words is against protocol. Everything I've just described is against protocol and could lose me my job. So please keep this between you and I. I'm not trying to lose anything. And I want to make sure you don't have to either. There will be physical interactions. Are you comfortable with that? Kissing, touching, making love. All of those would be normal activities for newlyweds. Meaning that you and I, as the talk of the neighborhood, have to have normal lives. That is not only for our own well-being, but for the job. I'm sorry. I understand how difficult it could be to think like this, analytically, about something that's supposed to be genuine. I'm sorry if you have someone you're interested in. I don't myself, but it's difficult being told how to live as your job melts right into your life, melts right into your heart. Look at me. I could fool you in dozens of different ways. I'm clearly more experienced and more used to this lifestyle. I get that. But I'm not going to do that because I don't want you to be cynical like me. I have my qualities that are genuine after all this time, even still. I know how it may look, how I may look to you. But don't think that we're enemies. I'll never betray you. Even if orders come, I might just happen to make a mistake. Why do I feel so strongly? And how could you believe me? Good questions, but simple answers. I sympathize with you. You're not the first greenhorn that I've worked with, but I don't want you to be a sad ending to a story just getting started. A dove which has just taken flight can't carry a message. The most they can do is try and carry themselves. I have a lot of reasons why I feel this way. If you want to know them, I'll try and convey them. But regardless of what you feel, you're not alone now. For better or worse, I'm your husband. Do you understand? Okay. Then I'm going to kiss you. Fair warning. They always say to feel nothing. But they can say that from behind their desks with the paperwork and endless details without ever having to feel. Unfeeling pen and paper, ink on ink. It's not skin on skin. And that alone is reason enough. That alone is why I can't just abandon you like that. Because I can't not feel. It's both my greatest strength and my most heinous weakness. That when I look into the eyes of someone who's just playing pretend, playing a game of house, I can't help but feel real feelings, even if in 10 years or less, we'll probably never see each other again. The bittersweet kiss. The taste of your scent. Is that a perfume, a cologne? I don't care what it is. It's your scent now. And it's a scent I plan to cherish for the next amount of time that we get to be together. I'll protect you with my life. Of course, all this is going to sound superficial. As I am the more experienced spy. You need to know that they called me in for a reason. This job isn't personal, but it requires an expert's touch. You're going to be my backup on that. Our gear is simple. Mostly microphones, cameras, the works. There is a translation lens, of which you can put into your eye as a contact, to translate foreign language in case you're confused about it. You haven't seemed confused yet, so I assume you're at least bilingual, but regardless of that, it's for emergencies. As for weaponry, subtle guns, non-metallic, the usual. One of them you can build out of this shoe. It's made of plastic and polycarbonate. As for what it actually can do, it's about as strong, roughly, as a .22 caliber, not much. Have to aim for a soft spot, or maybe, if you're close enough, the head. Of course, this isn't an assassination mission. We're merely gathering intel. Hopefully it never comes to a worst-case scenario. Trust me, okay? I'll do everything to avoid that. I don't like situations where my life is on the line. And for what it's worth, while I may seem cold and calculating, I'm not. Not as much as the other senior spies. Those who are experts in this field grow cold and menacing, almost as bad as the people they hunt. I'm not telling you, you have to be an assassin, let alone someone with a hardened heart. I'm only telling you, I have no intention of failing this mission, and no intention of taking you for granted. Understand? Damn it. Do you see that on the cams? Seems our new neighbors are here to greet us. Shall we? Remember, your name is... you remember it good. And what's my name? Yes. Good. Now, here we go. Well, that was nerve-wracking. I would have suggested using other points of conversation, but given it's the first attempt, you did pretty good. Proud of you. But this raises a difficult question. As per the schedule, I can't believe I'm saying this. But we'll have to spend our night, our time tonight at least, in the master bedroom. As our cover story is trying to, well, start a family, we have to... I'm glad you're understanding, but this entire situation seems like it got out of control faster than I could keep it in check. Tell me, do you resent me? You've got far too soft of a heart for this business. I'm sorry. I'll try my best to not make things ruin you. I'll try my best to keep your heart guarded. Mine. Am I so incompetent that you have to worry about me too? No. I appreciate the sentiment and the fact that you would show such kindness to me. But I'm doing this because I feel strongly. I want you to be able to smile even after all this is over. And no one ever said you can't have real feelings in the spy business. It's just a myth told by shrewd old men. And I'm neither of those things. To which I'll say, making this kiss count means more to me than a mission success or a paycheck at the end of the day. Holding you like this is not just because I have to, but because you deserve to feel safe and loved in your husband's arms. And even if we're playing pretend, maybe it's more than that. Maybe there's more to it. That we can fool ourselves into believing that's what it really means. I can't tell you if I'm doing good or bad. I can't even tell you what's gonna happen 2 hours from now. But I can tell you, this domestic life we're going to lead is going to be something different than either of us are used to. So bear with that. Your husband may be demanding, but he's not without his heart. And he will never be. Because he truly cares about you. As stupid as it sounds, a spy with a heart in such a cold and unfeeling industry of lying to get information, of lying to fool people. The only one I could never, ever fool was my own heart and how I felt. So while I'm sorry, honey, that you have to deal with me, I promise you as your husband, I will not betray you until death do us part. as lovers do. I'll look at you every day. My beautiful, wonderful spouse, who I dream of. It does help so much that you are just my type. And that my hands don't have to play pretend, pretending I'm attracted to you because I am. Pretending I want to touch you because I already am. And your quivering lips and shaky breaths only cement the fact of my curiosity and obsession was not completely without its base in reality. And with the silky smooth of our bodies, our skin against the other, I feel like I could tell you anything. Perhaps I'm the fool of a spy who's fallen in love at first sight with you. Not just your raw body in all its abundance of intrigue and beauty. I can never get enough of this feeling. Intrigue, passion. I want more. A lot more, you know. I just can't stop. Stop looking at me like that. Of course, my passion will come out. I've always wanted to live a rather normal life in some capacity. And you give me that facade of flesh against flesh, of kisses, trembling lips all around, and eyes that can't look away from the raw beauty only unfolding beneath the sheets. I love this. Dangerously so, to the point where I could get addicted to you. This could be a problem. You feel so much like home, and that terrifies me. Nobody joins the spy business for no reason, and I want to unravel that reason. Understand why it is you look at me like that. Even when doing something with a man you've only met an hour ago. And then I can't get enough of that expression more. The way you look at me, simply divine. To the point where I enjoy every moment. Welcome to your honeymoon, baby. It may be quaint, but it'll be anything but boring. I promise that, okay? And besides, would it really be convincing if that's all there was to it? No. Not at all. If I'm to be your husband, then I need to tend to you properly. Shh. Down, boy. Your emotions are a mess. Your body a hot mess. And the way I touched you, slipping down your spine. No. Is that how you say thank you? A spy's trained tongue does have its uses, doesn't it? You were wide open down here. As if begging to be touched. Begging was not any words. my body this enticing. What can I say except your husband enjoys tasting his husband's cock? Your reactions are like spice on a fine meal. Your voice like a fine wine. Deserving of such spoiling pleasure. My marital duties aside, I enjoy that expression you have, your mouth left agape because of something I've done. I feel you, honey. That's not enough for that needy place, I know. You want your husband's dick inside you, don't you? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You suck me in like you've been dreaming of this, though I know you hadn't the time. Our compatibility, our chemistry, is that which would give anything, even the realest, most genuine couple, a run for their money, as you take me all the way in. So good. Allow the body of a trained man, your new husband, to please you like no other man could. Do you feel me? A pistoning just to hold it inside. That slow, deep feeling of your insides, as full as it could possibly be. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm gonna come inside you. I've got to get my scent all over you. Take it all, honey. Take your new husband's sperm inside. Convincing or not, I haven't come that hard for a long, long time. Do you perhaps resent me? I'm sorry if it's like I promise I'll make up for it if it is, but... That kiss didn't harbor resentment, but genuine feelings. I see I've charmed you more than even I intended. I don't regret it. Not even a little bit. I will take responsibility properly. And I'll make sure you don't regret your choice. That your faith placed in me, and that this mission is more than just a setup. That I can make you feel the love you truly deserve while also keeping you safe in my arms. Dear. Good boy.